This week, as we continue our series on connecting, our focus is a bit different. For the last 2 weeks, we've been focused on connecting with God, first through prayer and worship, and then last week through sacred stories, through scripture. This week, I want us to think about connecting to our true selves. Really, though, this too is about connecting with God. After all, as the psalm that we began worship with, Psalm 139, tells us, it is God who made us, who truly knows us. So when we see ourselves as God's masterpieces, created in God's image and redeemed by Christ's love, then we connect more fully with the God who made us. Not only does God know us because he knitted us together, God continues to watch over us, to know our comings and our goings, not as an angry guard waiting to catch us doing something wrong, but as a loving parent who pays attention to their child. God has taken the trouble to search us, to know us out of love. We know this with certainty because God went beyond trouble and took the risk of coming among us in human form as Jesus. There could be no greater love than to live in our skin and understand us so completely. God went beyond knitting us together and had the experience of being knit together, of being formed and born and grown into adulthood, of being loved and despised and accepted and rejected and hailed and killed. God did all this to show us how much we are loved and to know us even better. Ephesians reminds us that this gift of Jesus is freely given to us because we are God's masterpiece, created to do good works. The Greek word that's translated masterpiece or God's workmanship here is poema. From that we get our English word for poem, poetry. We are each a divine work of art, a poem written and brought to life by God. Our true selves are the beloved children of God, rescued from sin and made anew into the people God has created us to be. It's much easier, I think, for us to believe the message we receive from the world around us, that we are forgotten or not good enough. But when we experience the freedom of knowing who we really are, suddenly the opinions of the world pale in comparison. We don't become God's masterpiece after we have fixed up the canvas of our life, sorting out messy lines and edges. Our text tells us that we are God's masterpiece. Not in a few weeks or months or years, we already are. This can be really hard to believe. We see all the flaws in our characters and mistakes in our lives. None of us are perfect, but we can suffer, recover, and learn from our mistakes while still knowing that because of Jesus, we are completely forgiven of them. We are already God's masterpiece because of the image we were made in, God's image. Nothing we do can separate us from that. Michelangelo, the famous artist, was once asked what he was doing as he chipped away at a shapeless rock. And he replied, "I'm liberating an angel from this stone." That's what God, through the Holy Spirit, is doing for us, shaping us and revealing our true selves. Every masterpiece, each piece of art that is painted, poem that is written, story that is told, is a unique creation. And we too are uniquely made with a special purpose, created to do good works. Part of understanding your true self is discerning what those good works are. Frederick Buechner has a good word for us about this. You have heard this quote from me before. It hangs, at least in part, hangs in my office. There are all different kinds of voices calling you to all different kinds of work. And the problem is to find out which is the voice of God rather than of society, say, or the superego or self-interest. By and large, a good rule for finding out is this. The kind of work God usually calls you to is the kind of work, A, that you need most to do, and B, that the world most needs to have done. If you really get a kick out of your work, you've presumably met requirement A. But if your work is writing TV deodorant commercials, the chances are you've missed requirement B. On the other hand, if your work is being a doctor in a leper colony, you have probably met requirement B. But if most of the time you're bored and depressed by it, the chances are you have not only bypassed A, but probably aren't helping your patients much either. Neither the hair shirt nor the soft berth will do. The place God calls you to is the place where your deep gladness and the world's deep hunger meet. In case you need a visual indication of this, we have one for you. John, we can go to that slide if you'd like. What are you really good at? What makes you happy? Those are important questions to ask as you figure out your place in the world. Equally as important, what breaks your heart? What need do you see in the world that you feel the most compelled to meet? When you find the place that those two things overlap, you have found your purpose. That's a good indication of the good works that God has planned for you, what you have been created for. And it's important to note that because God is always working in our lives, the answers to these questions may change over time, and that's okay. The beauty of being a living, breathing work of art is that we can respond to the Spirit's nudging, to the artist's direction, to become an ever truer version of ourselves. We are God's masterpiece. While we were created with purpose, we don't have to do or succeed or prove somehow that we are acceptable. Ephesians reminds us that we are not saved by good works, but for good works. Those prepositions matter. Many of us lead stressed, worried, anxious, controlling, joyous lives because we don't really trust that we are fully accepted as is, and that God is for us, not against us. We push back against the Creator's plans and miss out on the joy of being exactly what we are created to be. When we truly live in grace, that's when we find freedom and salvation. Our youth have a tradition of mirror time. They kind of hate it. When I hear them, or actually now when they hear themselves, hear each other say something negative about themselves, then I make them stand in front of a mirror, look at themselves fully, and say the opposite of whatever that first negative statement was 3 times. I want them to connect not to the negative messages that they hear from others or from themselves, but to the voice of truth, to their true selves as beloved creations of God. So our Connect challenge this week is a variation of that. At some point this week, I want you to set aside time to connect with your true self, to reflect on the reality that you are a masterpiece created by God. You can use the mirror that you received as you came into worship today, along with, if you check the back of your order of worship, or if you're worshiping with us online, you can find this on our church website. There is a Reflecting God's Glory activity. I would like for you at some point this week to use this mirror or find another mirror and do that meditation, remembering that your truest self is a reflection, is a reflection of our loving God. And then, each time you pass a mirror this week, remind yourself of the fact that you are God's masterpiece. So right now, I want you to look into your mirror and connect with the masterpiece that's reflected there. I want you to say out loud as you look into it, I am God's masterpiece. May we become ever truer reflections of our Creator. Amen.